and welcome back. I was distracted. Jennifer was trying to tell me something. That sounds good. That sounds really good. So, farmer market season.
All I want to do this time of year is just harvest and forage and gather good fresh stuff and put it up and enjoy it. And you know who got us started on farmers markets really was Rachel, our oldest daughter, being married to an officer in the Army. I mean, we've got to be on some of the most wonderful posts around the country. We've been to North Carolina. We've been to Seattle area, Monterey, and in all those areas, the food and the farmers markets are so much fun.
Those farmers markets on Puget Sound were unbelievable. Right around Tacoma there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most unbelievable.
And then the one in Pike's Place.
And then the one in St. Jacobs up by Toronto.
That was amazing. Yeah. So we've kind of gotten hooked on them. And so we always look forward to this season. And it just kind of dawned on me this week how much we take it for granted, how much we can just look forward to this and know we have good food to eat. As many people as live here, you know. Rachel sent us a text this week. They went to Germany for a little holiday. And
They live in far Eastern Europe, right on the Russian border.
And so she's kind of alluded to the fact that the food's not great where they are and that they've gotten sick a couple times. But she wrote a description that really made me realize. She said, we're in Germany. We're eating wonderful fresh food. I can eat fish for the first time. They won't eat it where they're at because of what goes in the rivers there. And then she said, I can eat meat that doesn't crunch.
Oh,
yuck.
Oh, yeah.
She said, you just don't know what you're going to find in your food. So anyway, they're just really enjoying having good meals over in Germany. So anyway, she got it started in this area. We have a few year-round markets. One of them's right there at Roadrunner Park.
Yeah.
Those people are hardy, man, going through the summer. But this time of year is a big kickoff season. And if you get a copy of this Edible Phoenix magazine on the back, there's a nice big list of all the ones in the area. One that we're going to try out this year that we haven't done yet, but I hear it's just wonderful, is the Uptown Market at Bethany and Central. So they have food trucks and vendors, live music, you know, so it'd be fun.
A big get-together, a big feed with music. How can and on a day like today.
Oh.
Is it open today? Did it start yet?
Looks like it. 9 to 1. Maybe. Oh, you know what? It says beginning October, so we have to wait a couple more weeks.
Another week or two.
Another week.
You got us next all weekend. Set, and then just pop that balloon.
Sorry, next weekend.
Hang out and wait.
Hang out and wait. Speaking of hang out and waiting, is Remy really going to be in his first rodeo this weekend?
Well, I'm not sure I'd call it a rodeo. It's a peewee event.
Well, he is a peewee.
He is a peewee.
So it's appropriate, right?
How old is he? 3 and a half,
yeah.
Three and a half. So he's going to be in his first rodeo tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Not going to miss that.
So what's the event?
Not going to miss that.
You know, I've never been to one of these before. The junior rodeo that we're involved in, there's a couple associations in the state, and they all do have peewee age groups, juniors, seniors, teens. And you can, on the peewees, the parents can go lead the animals with the kid on the back. And we just say, you know, we're not going to do that. We can lead him around the arena at the house, and he's getting the same amount. Dude, there's so much going on those days, and it's 2 days events. Those peewees events take forever.
Oh, and those little kids can't hardly handle two full days.
Unless they can ride themselves, we're not going to enter them in the junior rodeo. But then this event is just for lead line peewees. So it's... I don't know how many people are going to enter. There may be 3 of us there. There may be 30 of us there. And I think there's 3 different events, and you just lead them through. And it's a chance for them to be on the arena.
Is he on his mighty steed, Nibbles?
Nibbles.
He's on Nibbles.
The Nibbler.
Not Fat Albert, huh? Just little Nibbles. Why is Nibbles called Nibbles?
I have no idea. Right. That's his he-came name.
All right. Just making sure he's not nibbling on my grandson.
No, he-came named.
Cute little white. What is he? Is a miniature horse? What is he? He's so little.
He's a miniature pony.
Miniature pony. Whew.
he kind of looks like a dog in the dark with the silhouette.
We have pictures of Romy and and Remy riding side by side, and Remy's on Nibbles, and Rami, and he looks like he does. He looks like he's riding a dog.
All right, so we know what we're doing tomorrow, right? Going out to Junior Pee Wee Rodeo.
Absolutely,
that'll be a blast. So a little football this afternoon, a little rodeo on Sunday, and enter the week fully charged on Monday. Get started on a big, strong kickoff, and we've got. Speaking of farmers markets. We've got a special interview coming up here.
We do. Mr. John J. Slattery out of Tucson.
And I was up in Tonto Basin. When was that? Monday I went up to, or Sunday I went up to Tonto Basin and came home and gave Jennifer. I was so embarrassed for not bringing a five-gallon bucket and bringing you back some prickly pear. Because I tell you what, the area I hiked that day, I could have come home with a pickup truck bed full of prickly pear. Well, they were all ready.
As busy as this week was, I probably would have killed you anyway, so it's probably best.
Yeah, high school reunions going on, kids flying back in, we've empty nesting, but Julia's back in town so she can attend her husband's Shadow Mountain High reunion tonight, right?
That's right.
And yours is, there's 10, and yours is this weekend. How many years is that?
40.
40. Man, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Good night. So anyway, you tracked down this fellow, speaking of foraging out in the desert, what you can harvest out there. A pretty incredible book. I had no idea there were that many. I mean, I feel like I could get lost in the desert and probably survive for a pretty good while.
You've always enjoyed that thought, knowing that you could.
I never had any idea there were that many plants out there you could eat.
Well, and he says this isn't even all of them. It's 117 that he has listed here. It's called Southwest Foraging by John J. Slattery. So we have a little interview coming up, and you get to meet him and find out a little bit about his passion in life.
Southwest Foraging, eating the desert.
You betcha.
Well, he has some great tips. Y'all stay tuned for that.